Yes, we are live in the big house. That's right. This isn't the medium house. It's not the small house. It's not the kind of big house. This is the big house in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Amber and Ian on the road. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good to have you aboard. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Our pal is former NFL running back Rashad Jennings. Rashad, hello. How are you today?
I'm good. We back in the big house. It's colder. It's a lot colder this time than it was last time. I tell you what?
It was a little bit chilly last time we were here. This is actually the first and only stop on our ESPN Radio campus tour that we are doing twice. We actually called an audible. We were going to be somewhere else this week. We decided to be somewhere better, and that's here. So it brings us back to Ann Arbor for Oregon and Michigan. But we were here once already. We were here for week number two, which back then was like number 9 Michigan and number like 6 or 5 Texas.
Yes.
It was a top
10.
It was a top 10 matchup, I believe. And Texas won the game 31-12. It was the first loss for Michigan in 2 years, of course, and their first home loss in forever. We now see that this is obviously not the same Michigan team. We kind of knew that going in as last year, and it's a number 1 Oregon team. But when we were here in September, it was a little bit chilly, all right? It was a little bit on the cold side.
Yeah, it was nippy.
Get off the plane today. We had separate flights, right? I get off the plane today. I'm in my short-sleeve Pearl Jam shirts. You know, I'm in shorts. I'm coming from South Florida. I was not prepared. Well, I mean, I knew it was going to be cold, but, like, I was not prepared for this. I never know how to dress. Do I get on the plane wearing the long clothes? If I'm going to the cold weather, I want to be comfortable on the flight. What do I do there, Rashad?
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. For me, my predicament, I always wear shorts, and then I'll wear a long-sleeve shirt under a short-sleeve shirt. If the plane gets too hot, I cannot be hot on a plane.
Right, that's just, I don't want to be hot.
I can't do that. I don't care where I get off. I'd rather get off a plane nice and cold rather than dealing with some hot, sweaty plane. So that's how I get down. You got to figure out what works for you. But I tell you what, though, either way, you get off the plane coming here, get off in Detroit, you're going to be cold.
It is cold. But I am looking forward to tomorrow's game, number 1 Oregon, Michigan. That's at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. We got a great weekend of college football. And, of course, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 to 1, we have college football tailgate. We are live in the Airstream studio. Everybody knows that. Every Saturday, we are right outside whatever stadium we're at, whatever campus we're at, and we are live outside the big house tomorrow. So we got a great show planned for everybody tomorrow. But first things first, did you watch the football last night, Rashad?
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night football, Jets and Texans. Did you see that catch from Garrett Wilson?
Man, soon as I saw it, folks, I was on the field. I was on the field when Odell Beckham caught that one-handed catch.
Oh, you were on that team.
I was on the team.
Okay.
I was on the field. I saw it live. And when I tell y'all, it took the air out of the stadium.
But, like, you actually saw it because you weren't, like, involved in a block or you weren't, you know, tangled up. It's like you saw it with your own eyes.
I actually saw it. I actually looked.
Because that's not a stupid question, right? Like, a lot of times you won't see what happens, right?
Yeah, folks, seriously, because, you know, if you're pass protected, you got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of times the ball's thrown, you have no idea it's caught until you hear from the crowd. I don't know if they sound like that. But the point is,
it's a crowd full of lions. That's exactly what it sounded like.
It's Halloween, man. But, no, I saw it all. And this, I'm telling you, took the air out of the stadium when we saw this. And Garrett Wilson, that catch in that stadium again on the opposite side. So it's something about that stadium. I don't know what it is, these one-handed catches, but it is a crowd changing. And that sets the whole trajectory. That can change the entire season for a player, for a team. And I'm glad everybody got to witness that on primetime TV.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot now. All right, now one team is the Giants, and that was your team. And last night it's the Jets. It's the same building. Which catch was better? Because Odell Beckham's catch, as crazy as it was, the momentum carries him into the end zone, touchdown. Garrett Wilson's catch, he has to catch it, and he has to establish possession in the end zone. Now, to this moment right now, we're almost 24 hours later, I still have no idea how that was a catch. Like, I know they're telling me a shin equals 2 feet,
shin.
But the shin gets down, but then it's still the same movement that the knee goes down.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I don't understand that that's a catch. Apparently it is, though. So which one was better? Because, like I said, Odell, his momentum brings him into the end zone. Mm-hmm. Garrett Wilson had to then complete the whole process and get that shin inbounds. Which one was better?
Without a shadow of a doubt, watching both of them, Odell's is still the best I've seen in the NFL. The reason why is because Odell didn't even see – he's falling backwards. Mm-hmm. He reaches behind his head full extension and catches it with two fingers. He doesn't see the football with his eyes as he's catching it. Garrett Wilson at least could see it right in front of him with holding the defender. And, again, it was prime time, both of them prime time, but we're talking about the Cowboys coming into our house. Come on, primetime football, Cowboys versus the Giants. The magnitude of it and the celebration of it, like he did it on purpose. Gary Wilson, he gets up and it's kind of like, wait, did it happen? I'm not sure. Odell lets you know now that I did this on purpose and I'm going to do it again and again and again.
So last night, this is Amber and Ian on the road. He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. We are live. We're inside the big house. The band is performing right in front of us. They're practicing for tomorrow. They got a whole performance they got to do at halftime for tomorrow's game, Michigan and Oregon. We're going to be here, college football tailgate tomorrow. But I'm going into that game last night. And look, it's no secret. There's no love for the New York Jets in the Zaslow Mansion. I live in South Florida. I'm a Miami guy. I don't like the Jets, all right?
Me either.
I got no problem telling you I'm biased. I don't like who I don't like. But going into the game, the Jets were favored by two.
Right.
All right. The 2-6 Jets at the time and the 6-2 Texans at the time. And I'm looking at that game. How are the Jets favored? It was one of those where they were favored by 2 points. And it was one of those and I understand the Texans have injuries, but they're still 6-2. And it's one of those that I'm staring at the line. And I'm just thinking to myself, I mean, Vegas knows, right? Vegas knows. That's why Vegas looks like Vegas. Vegas knows, but I still couldn't understand. How were they favored in that game? And I'll tell you, the Jets are, you know, throughout the day today, the Jets are getting their credit. In the fourth quarter, they scored 14 points, so they wind up pulling away. But for me, Rashad, that game was so much more about the Houston Texans than it was the New York Jets. Like, Jets had 7 points going into the fourth quarter. Aaron Rodgers said, this is an offense, we got to be able to score 30 points, we're capable of doing it. Guess what? You still didn't come close to scoring 30. To me, that was about the Houston Texans, and wow, C.J. Stroud. Boy, it's kind of struggle city in sophomore season.
Yeah, it is. It's struggle city for him, especially without his number one weapon or number two weapon. Granted, Tank Dell is a great ball player. I think he's
But my goodness, by the way, Joe Mixon, I mean, might be the best running back in the NFL this year right now.
He is running the rock. I love the way he runs the ball. He's physical. He's precise. He's downhill. He can catch. He can block. And they get him off the field for some rest. I love what they're doing right there in the running back group with the Texans. But to tell you why they were favorite, listen, if somebody told you the wide receiver core is Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and Lazard. Tell me which quarterback would struggle with that. Now, what quarterback would you think would ever be 2-6 with that? And it's Aaron Rodgers.
And the first half was a major struggle last night, Rashad.
Major.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked like the worst quarterback in the NFL the first half yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Very bad, very bad. And so when you look at that core that they have, I mean, I believe you could throw a lot of different quarterbacks in that position and they will not be 2-6. And when you can hand the ball off to Bryce Hall, it's insane. So the Jets have a good roster. They have a great opportunity. Their division is kind of open outside of the Bills. The Bills are dominating, as they will continue to.
This weekend's going to be ugly for my Dolphins against Buffalo. Very ugly.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be bad news. Bears, where are they playing at?
You think it's cold here. It's in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. It's bad news for them. Miami don't know how to play well unless you come
time,
down early.
Last time they were this weather was in Kansas City in the playoffs. Fans had their limbs amputated from frostbite. It's a disaster for the Dolphins.
So I'm going to watch this. I'm pretty sure you've been to a few of the Dolphins home games, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
So watch this on live. I want y'all to – I'm going to expose Zaz right now. I'm going to get him to tell the truth about what goes on in that stadium. Please tell the folks how the stadium is designed that the sun beams down on the away team.
Oh, of course.
So they burn up, but when they go away, they have no idea what to do. They have the worst record on the road.
Well, yeah, and you got to be a savvy fan when you go to the Dolphin games. You got to know which side to sit on. You can't be the fan who sits in the third of the stadium that has the sun, coming down on them. And the Arizona Cardinals last week, what stupid idiots. They didn't have the awnings that have the poles. You had to have the trainers are holding the awnings up over the players on the bench. You gotta get the poles so it holds it up there. What dummies. You're right, though. It's going to be very, very cold there. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers real quick. The win yesterday, last night, huge relief for the team.
Kind of season on the line there in the second half. Obviously, we wouldn't have been mathematically eliminated, but mentally, to go to 2-7 would have been real, real tough. Hopefully, it's given us confidence that we can beat anybody because we feel like we could. You know, the way we played on offense in the second half is the way we've been kind of waiting for this offense to wake up. And I know, obviously, I was close to perfection as I needed to be, but that's the standard I need to play at. We did a lot of good things in the second half. We got to build off of that, but hopefully that kind of lets everybody, like you said, exhale a little bit and now get a little time off and then get a trip to Arizona.
All right, so they get the win on a Thursday, like he said. You get the extra bye, if you will. You get now the long week, and away they go. 3-6 now. Nothing stopping the New York Jets. Be a part of Amber and Ian Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing. Coming up next, is there a trade out there that could put the Detroit Lions over the top as Super Bowl contenders? Our very own Mike Tannenbaum, he thinks so. Wait until you hear what he had to say this morning on Get Up. That's next. Amber and Ian on the road on ESPN Radio.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Bernie and on the road is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. I'm Jonathan Zaslow alongside former NFL running back. He is Rashad Jennings. We are live at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan tomorrow. Make sure, I don't know what you're doing in the morning tomorrow other than listening to College Football Tailgate. 10 a.m. Eastern time till 1 p.m. We're going to be live right outside the Big House here in the Airstream studio. We got great guests stopping by as always. There's going to be great food. The drinks are going to be flowing, not necessarily while we're on air, Rashad. Don't get any crazy ideas. I know how you get down. Let's keep it together and stay professional. And then, of course, at the end of the show, not before, at the end of the show, I will make my pick as far as Michigan and Oregon. I'll tell you who I think's going to win, all right? Don't ask me before, Rashad.
We're going to get a pick out of them prior to some point this season.
Yo. Nope, that'll be some artificial intelligence nonsense because it's not going to be me. I will give my pick at the end of the show tomorrow. Everybody knows that. Now, if you were watching or listening to Get Up this morning, they had their panels there, you know, their panelists. You had Bart Scott and you had Ryan Clark, and you had Dan Graziano, and you had Mike Tannenbaum, our resident general manager here at ESPN. ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum. So I'm watching Get Up this morning. You know, I got it on the TV in the Zaslow Mansion studios. I'm getting ready to do my show. I got a podcast, you know, and I got Get Up on in the background like I always do. And I turn the volume up, and I'm listening. Now, we can both agree. I think the Detroit Lions are the best team in football, but we could both agree that the Lions are a Super Bowl contender, right?
100%, 100%, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, Lions are big time, all right? But, of course, the loss of Aiden Hutchinson, that's a very big deal. And you don't want a mid-season injury to derail your Super Bowl chances. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen. So here's Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider on GetUp. He has a trade proposal on how the Detroit Lions can essentially replace Aiden Hutchinson.
The Detroit Lions are going to acquire Myles Garrett for three first-round picks, Jahmyr Gibbs, and a second-round pick. And the Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. They are a
power. Just throw in, they're going to throw in the Joe Louis fist. Hey. They're going to throw what the GM building. Like, what else? The bridge, that big bridge to Canada?
You can't even finish the proposal. And everybody said no. Look, they need a pass rusher in the worst way. Aiden Hutchinson may come back. This guy is still young, in the prime of his career. And if I'm Detroit, I can win the Super Bowl. Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs is a good player, but he's replaceable.
Okay, the first thing I want to say here, Rashad, is the first thing that I want to say, you almost fell out of your chair. The first thing I want to say is I feel bad for anyone who just either tuned into us right there, right at the start of that clip, or just tuned into Get Up this morning, right at the start of him saying that, because he starts by saying, not this is what I would do. He starts out with, the Detroit Lions are trading for Myles Garrett, and here's what they give. It's like, whoa, did this really happen? Like, I feel like people could be confused. No, that is what Mike Tannenbaum would do if he were in that situation. So he would trade for Myles Garrett, which has been talked about since Aiden Hutchinson got hurt. Now, it doesn't mean the Browns want to, but the idea of the Detroit Lions reaching out to the Browns in what might be a lost season has been, bandied about. But they would trade for Myles Garrett for Jahmyr Gibbs, three first-round picks, and a second-round pick. Why are you almost in a giggle fit, Rashad Jennings?
This doesn't make any sense. Why would you give up Myles Garrett? I understand why the Browns would do it. Totally. I get that part.
So you think if that deal were on the table, the Browns won't be able to say yes fast enough?
Yeah, the Browns say yes ASAP, as soon as they possibly can. They're getting three first-round picks, a second-round pick, and a really good running back for a pass rusher in which they don't ever think they're going to be ahead for him to actually go pass rush anyway. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be brilliant for them if they could do it. Now, it would be bizarre if the Detroit Lions actually did it.
Why's that?
You're getting rid of – Gibbs is not a regular running back at all. He fits the system. They have a two-headed monster over there. They're going to continue to run the ball and be physical.
Do you get offended when people like that, because you were running back, when people like Mike Tannenbaum say there, Jahmyr Gibbs, great player, replaceable. You get offended by that?
No, I don't get offended. I don't get offended when people let me know they don't understand the game, because at the running back position anyway, that's all he's trying to say, because he's not a regular guy. What name can you replace him with? Like, it's not any – you can't just find anybody off the streets to replace what he's doing in his style of play. Yeah, some running backs are replaceable. Sure, everybody's replaceable at the end of the day. But the point is, when you're on a Super Bowl run, your team is contending, your team is efficient, and you bringing out one of your starters, it doesn't make any sense just to go get somebody and give up three first-round picks. Look, I tell you what, Detroit Lions – if you want to win one Super Bowl this year and hang up the rest of the time, go for it. Why not? But if you want to continue to be a team that's dominating and make this a decade style of run, you got to keep this guy.
Now, Mike Tannenbaum said there, and again, former general manager and president of the Dolphins, Mike Tannenbaum said there he believes that if that trade – it's a fictional trade. If that trade were to happen, that the Detroit Lions would win the Super Bowl, all right? You seem more concerned about what it would mean for the Detroit Lions' future.
Yes.
But do you believe that if they were to make that trade, even giving up a really good young player in Jahmyr Gibbs, do you believe that that trade would bring them a Super Bowl.
No, because their run game wouldn't be efficient. And one of the reasons why they're so great is because of their run game. They lean heavily on their run game. And listen, when you look at what Jared Goff is doing, he's efficient. He's the most efficient quarterback.
They still got Montgomery, but Gibbs is a different style running back.
And the reason why Montgomery does so well is because they don't pound him. They literally split 11 to 12 carries apiece, and that's why Montgomery is able to run and stay efficient like he does.
If I took Gibbs out of that trade proposal, three first-round picks and a second, does that then change your reaction to that proposal?
If it's just for the picks? If it's just for draft picks, let's do it.
Just for all those picks.
Oh, yeah. If it's just for draft picks.
The Gibbs part is what makes – yeah, three first rounds and a second. The Gibbs part is what makes you uncomfortable is what you're saying.
Yeah, the Gibbs part, but I don't know about the three first-round picks. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, if the Gibbs part makes me a little bit uncomfortable because I know how dynamic a part he is to their offense – if I could ask myself that question, if they made that trade, do I think they win? Does it get them the Super Bowl this year? My answer is I don't know. And if the answer is I don't know, then I'm uncomfortable making that trade. If they took Gibbs out of that trade and it was just all the picks, yeah, Mike Tannenbaum, I think we'd be on the same page there. Coming up, the first college football playoff rankings, they drop on Tuesday. We'll find out what to expect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Amber and Ian on the road. We are live from the big house here in Michigan. We got college football tailgate. Tomorrow, we will be live from the Airstream studio starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Right outside the big house, all the tailgating going on, the food, we got the drinks, you got all the games. A bunch of Oregon fans will be in town here. The weather is very nice. My man Rashad Jennings here with us. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Good to have you aboard. And, of course, Amber Neen on the Road is presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, the last time that we were here in Ann Arbor, Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter. Heather, if I'm remembering correctly, you were one of our first guests in the Airstream studio. Am I remembering correct?
By far, one of the highlights of my season so far. I miss you guys. That was fun. You guys are living the high life in that thing.
Thank you. It is a great little studio. We loved having you come by that one time. So we are here, obviously, in Michigan. We'll get back to this game here in a moment. But the game that everybody has their eyes on is Ohio State and Penn State. So we got the college football playoff standings that are coming out officially on Tuesday. Explain to us what is at stake for these two Big Ten teams.
Well, it starts with Ohio State, and if they lose a second game, they're going to be in a very precarious playoff position. And that's because their best remaining chance in the regular season to impress the selection committee with their strength of record would be against Indiana. And if they have two losses, and they're not playing for the Big Ten title, which they probably wouldn't be in that scenario, they're going to be competing with at least one or two other two-loss teams for one of those seven at-large bids. And that's a debate the Buckeyes don't want to get into because it's a debate that they might not win. Guys, as we sit here today, two-loss Alabama and two-loss LSU are ranked ahead of one-loss Ohio State in ESPN's strength of record metric, meaning that it's more difficult to do what Alabama and LSU have done than what Ohio State has done for the average playoff contender. And so if the Buckeyes drop another game, that's going to be really tough to impress the committee. Not saying that they won't get in. I'm just saying that's a debate they might not win.
Yeah, sometimes games come down to an emotional drama issue. Like I always tell people, whichever person is fighting, if two people are fighting, you never want to go against the person that has more emotion in it. So I'm going to ask you a question. Drew Allar is at Penn State, the starting quarterback. He's from Ohio and said he grew up a Buckeye fan. Will Howard is the starting quarterback for Ohio State.
He loved Penn
State. And he said that he wanted to go to Penn State coming out of high school. And he actually said in a press conference that, hey, Penn State said I wasn't good enough to go play. I guess we'll find out Saturday. So who do you think is going to have the upper hand on the emotional side of getting their locker room ready to play?
Wow. Well, I saw those comments from Will Howard and how he said it. And we're taking the emotional over. I'm going with Howard on that. And I also just feel like overall, Ohio State is the more talented team from top to bottom, but they haven't lived up to it yet. But in just talking to some people around the program, that Nebraska game was a wake-up call for them, even though they won, and they know that there's more that they can do that they can reach. So it's not just Howard at quarterback. I think it's a bigger wave around them that, yeah, all right, guys, it's time to wake up and play some football and win some games.
Heather Dinich, ESPN College football reporter here with us on Amber and Ian on the road alongside Rashawn Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. So tomorrow we're here for number one Oregon and Michigan. Would you agree that this is, I mean, you know, we understand Michigan's not the team that, you know, I guess we hope they were going to be going into this season, but is this the final big test left on Oregon's regular season schedule?
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, when you're talking about college football playoff teams and who you really trust, I think right now the Ducks are the one team that are the closest thing you would say is to a lock, right? Their other road game left is at Wisconsin, and they've given some teams some fits, but just haven't been able to seal the deal. Washington is a very well-coached team with Jed Fish, but they've just had so much transition. So, I think on the road in Ann Arbor, it's a tough out for anybody, even though Michigan has been struggling this year, particularly at quarterback. And that's just the whole storyline for the Wolverines. I mean, let's not pretend here. They just don't have an answer for Dylan Gabriel and somebody who's going to be able to win football games if they're playing from behind.
Talking about, man, I'm excited to ask you this question because the Big Ten is wide open. You got four teams that are pushing. Indiana is still on the run, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State. Which one of these teams do you think is going to get gypped potentially from the playoffs? And because Indiana, this is what's interesting to me. Indiana's schedule looks like they can hold it down the rest of the way, but they got two big opponents that could give them some headaches, and that is going against Michigan at home, but
at
then
Ohio State.
And then at Ohio State is the biggest one. Can this Indiana team be an upset for a lot of different fans for the Big Ten?
You know what? That is probably the question in the Big Ten. And I don't know the answer to that because they haven't played anybody. Here's all we know about Indiana. And it's important to remember that the College Football Playoff Selection Committee compares common opponents, right? We have a common opponent here. Indiana sucked the soul out of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Just walloped them, right? At home. And then Ohio State was fortunate to beat Nebraska, as we talked about earlier. I mean, what is the reality? As a reporter likes to say, the truth is somewhere in between, right? But I can tell you the selection committee is going to have reservations about Indiana right now with the number 106th strength of schedule in the country. And I may have them given them too much credit for how they have been playing because they've been playing so well. I think that could compensate for that schedule strength, but the committee, I just kind of think that's the kind of thing that stands out in that room. So if IU is a real playoff team, they've got to run the table. I don't think they have margin for error with that schedule.
Heather, you look at the ACC, you have four teams sitting atop the ACC that are undefeated in conference. In the Big Ten, you have three teams undefeated in conference, undefeated overall. Are we going to wind up, like, is there going to be a scenario where we have a wacky tiebreak scenario where one of these undefeated teams could be left out of their conference championship game?
It could be, and but you know, these things usually play themselves out somehow,
so
right? So the answer is yes, that could potentially happen there. But I think the other thing too, particularly with the ACC, is there's not a lot of margin for error for the team that doesn't win the conference. So what you're saying is important because let's take Miami, for example. Mm-hmm. Miami should not lose. They shouldn't lose to anyone else left on their schedule until they get to the ACC championship game. But if they do, and this is the difference between a good two-loss resume and a bad two-loss resume. If Miami loses any of these last couple games and loses to Clemson in the ACC championship
they're
game.
Done.
That's a two-loss team. They're,
yeah,
done,
they're done.
Right?
They're done.
Here's a good two-loss team. Georgia runs the table. They beat Ole Miss and Tennessee, I think, along the way. They lose in the SEC championship game. You're looking at one of the best two-loss resumes in the country. So when we talk about two-loss opportunities, it's very different and very important to look at the entire schedule.
Heather, one more for you here. Tuesday night with the college football playoff standings being released for the very first time, what do we need to know about what's taken into account, what those standings might look like on Tuesday night that maybe we don't know about right now?
Well, what college football fans need to know is the process for ranking these teams has not changed. When the committee gets together, they will look at strength of schedule. They look at head-to-head results, common opponents I mentioned earlier, and they'll rank their teams. What has changed is that we're talking about a deeper pool. We used to be focused on four really good teams. Now I think it's going to be in their heads a little bit to decipher. We're talking about 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Those are teams that are in the playoff, right? Hovering around there. And they're all good. They have some schedule issues. How they decipher those teams is going to be hard. Where's Notre Dame? Where's Notre Dame in this mix? Because they have the worst loss in the country. They have the head-to-head over the Aggies. Watch that Texas A&M game at South Carolina this week. That is kind of on upset watch, if you ask me. But if Texas A&M loses at South Carolina, it makes it much easier for the selection committee to open up a spot, put Notre Dame in there. Notre Dame fans don't want to hear this. But that loss to NIU, which now has four losses, is going to be a sticking point in the committee. I think they're somewhere around 11, 12. 13.
Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter here with us. Heather, I don't know where it'll be. Maybe it'll be the SEC championship game. Maybe it'll be the national championship game. We'll get you back in the Airstream studio one of these mornings.
Yes, I will find you guys. I can't wait.
Thank you, Heather. Have a great weekend.
You too. See ya.
How about that, Rashad? Can you imagine, like Notre Dame right now is they're number 8 going into this weekend, okay? Mm-hmm. Their only loss, Northern Illinois. Can you imagine a team competing for the national championship? Like, that would be, if you make the playoffs, you compete for the national championship. Can you imagine a team will be competing for the national championship potentially that lost during the season to Northern Illinois? That's never happened before. You never had a scenario like that.
Doesn't even sound right. It doesn't register at all. And I think fans are going to have a hard time letting that one soak in. But it is. It's wide open. And in the next 2 weeks, though, when we have this show, we're going to have a brighter picture. Especially,
it's all going to work itself out.
Yeah, they got to face each other, man. The ACC is open. I'm still interested to see what happens to Pitt. Pittsburgh's still sitting there undefeated.
Yeah,
right,
we'll get
now
to that. They have a monster game tomorrow night, monster ACC implications. This is Amber and Ian on the Road. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. He's Rashad Jennings. Listen, things are said all throughout the week by all kinds of people. Coming up next, Rashad. What he mean? Amber and Ian on the Road on ESPN Radio.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneylines, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Verizon, you can trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new iPhone 16 Pro. Terms and conditions apply. See Verizon.com for details. I'll tell you, Rashad, this band in front of us, you know, Michigan Wolverine marching band here, this must be some kind of performance that they're prepping for tomorrow with number one Oregon in town, 3:30 Eastern tomorrow, because they've been here practicing for a couple hours already. We're going to be at the game tomorrow. This better be some kind of performance I see.
Oh, yeah, top-notch, man. This stadium is going to be packed out. Y'all, we're in the press boxes right now watching the Michigan Wolverines practice their band, and it's phenomenal. It's first class right here.
This is Amber and Ian on the Road. He's former NFL running back Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. So it is cold here. I mean, you know, got to the airport here in Detroit. Ooh, this is very cold. Hey, I'm not used to this. I'm from South Florida. I live in Miami, you know. But can I tell you something? And you obviously played in the cold. I mean, you played in New York for several years. And, you know, when you played road games, even when you were in Jacksonville, you played in the cold. I have never in my life been to a cold weather football game.
You have it?
Never.
This is going to be your first?
Well,
popping a cherry.
Yeah, like, I mean, the idea will be, yeah, I'll go, like, we have press credentials tomorrow. I'll go sneak into the stands, you know, and kind of enjoy the environment and the atmosphere.
Right.
And it'll be the first time that I'm ever experiencing a sporting event, a football game in cold weather. I've never done football in the cold.
Oh, man, you're about to get an experience of a lifetime, man. It's something different about playing in cold weather and being a part of the environment, and you got to kind of lean on each other for.
Now, it's not going to snow or anything here tomorrow, but it's still going to be cold.
Yeah, it's still going to be cold. It's still definitely going to be cold, man. It's a different environment, and guys don't want to hit. It's a different style of football that is played. It's like playing on a different type of surface. It really changes how teams play, and that's, you know, you got to evaluate teams based upon who could play in the cold and who cannot, and obviously that's why, you know, the Miami Dolphins can't play in the cold, but, you know,
I can't fan in the cold. I don't even know how to fan in the cold. Like, it's going to be an experience for me tomorrow. You know, I'm going to have to bundle up a little bit. I've never done it before, but that's – and look, next week we're in South Bend. I mean, we're in at the night, a night game in South Bend next week, college football tailgate. That's going to be something right there. So I'm going to bundle up tomorrow. I will be ready. I will be prepared. But now, Rashad, things are said all throughout the week. Players, coaches, analysts – a lot of people, everybody's yapping. There's a lot of talking going on. Mm-hmm. So, I need your help a little bit. Let's do another edition of Rashad. What he mean?
Translating coach and player speak.
We got to play him one day at a time. I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club.
Into reality.
What did he say?
This is Rashad. What do you mean?
All right, so we need your help a little bit here, Rashad. These guys, they say things, and I don't really know what's happening, all right?
I'm here for it.
All right, so Shane Steichen, he's the Indianapolis Colts head coach. Now, we know the big story this week, Anthony Richardson, he was benched. Besides that, he has been playing very poor this year. Last week, tapped out, came out for a play, and admits afterward he was tired. Sometimes it's good to tell a little bit of a lie, Anthony. I think he knows that now. Here's Colts head coach Shane Steichen. He was asked if Anthony Richardson will ever get his job back.
Shane, Anthony will start for the franchise again.
I can't predict that, but I'm not losing faith in that. I promise you that.
Is that the plan?
I can't predict the future, but I mean, that would be great. We'll see.
Rashad, Shane Steichen, Colts head coach. What do you mean?
Yeah, what he's saying right there, folks, is when he says as a head coach he can't predict the future of his own franchise team, he's trying to tell you right now, he's sending a message to Richardson that, listen, just because you was a first-round draft pick does not mean that you are owed anything. This is the National Football League. You're not playing well. You tapped out. I want to put that kind of pressure on you. I don't think it's smart, though, because he's young. He could lose his confidence. However, he's saying this ain't a promise for you, young fella.
Now, Rashad, the Miami Dolphins quarterback is Tua Tagovailoa. I love Tua. I'm a Dolphin fan. Tua, he mishandled a snap last weekend, resulted in safety, really changed the game. Here's Tua at his presser a couple days ago on mishandling snaps.
Sure, it's as simple as catching the ball in the gun, but I would say I'm a pretty good shortstop guy. I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball, too. You've seen it wasn't Brew's best, and Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, you know, it's not as easy as what it looked like, sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Rashad, Tua Tagovailoa, I mean, was he taking shots at fans there? What he mean?
Yeah, he's taking shots at everybody. Look, he's pissed. Y'all got to think about Tua coming into the league. He's been dealing with everybody's criticism day one and now, especially with the concussion. You got some people tweeting him, saying, "Hey, you're concussed. You can't even catch a football." So he's sick and tired of the noise. He needs to lose weight. He needs to gain weight. He just wants to play football. So he's sending a jab back to everybody, saying, "Listen, you're over here with your potato chip fingers, getting your remote stuck, thinking it's the controller that isn't wise. It's all your fault." He's tired of the noise. Let this man play football. And I'm glad he getting a little bit of a mouthpiece. I kind of like to see the side
of him. It's so funny. Like, Rashad as a player looks at it so differently than I do as a fan. Because I don't want to be spoken to like that as a fan. My job being a Dolphin fan for my entire life is infinitely harder than what Tua has had to do to catch a football out of a shotgun snap. I guarantee you what I'm doing is a heck of a lot harder than catching that football out of the shotgun. All right, Rashad, Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs, all right? They were on The Edge with Micah Parsons. That's his podcast. And here, the two Cowboy defensive players, they were reacting to Jaden Daniels' play.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top five?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top five right now.
I'm going to go him. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Mar. Got to have Mar.
Yeah. Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is a top five quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played the quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top five conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy, too. So it's hard. There's a lot of good quarterbacks right now.
I can't give you a top five right now based on how everybody's performing. Yeah. You know? It's just too hard.
Can't give you a top five. They rattled off eight names there.
Yeah.
And none of them were called Dak Prescott, their quarterback.
Yeah.
Rashad, what he mean?
What he means is we're talking about the top five, and we ain't got it in Dallas. He ain't lying on the air. He won't do it. He want his ratings to continue to go up by telling the truth, and he's not going to lie. Think about if people say, yeah, Dak's he's number one. They would turn that station off so fast, it'd be insane. So he's just simply telling the truth. He didn't put shame on his quarterback. He just won't go lie for him.
I mean, this is one of those where you're a Cowboy fan, or maybe you're a Cowboy executive, and you're like, Like, why? Why are we doing this? Why are we coming up with lists? And now people like Rashad and Zaslow have to ask each other why your own quarterback is not even on that list. Coming up next, someone who's not even on the court has NBA fans all kinds of upset. That's next. Amber Neen on the road.